Welcome back to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share my life experiences and the stories of others as we are growing through life's ups and downs and coming out on the other side. Tune in as you may become inspired to evolve into the next best version of yourself. Hey there, welcome to my virtual world. It's Cassandra Austin McDonald, manifestation coach and transformational leader, coming to you for a chat on the art of surrender. So I have had some interesting conversations recently with clients of mine about surrendering, but I too have had an experience recently that required me to lean into surrender. And I wanted to have a conversation about this because when we talk about surrendering, it typically makes sense when we are not in it. And when I say not in it, what I mean is whatever challenge, discomfort, obstacle is present, right? Like we're standing in it. It's sometimes hard to really grasp this concept of the art of surrendering because you are in the thing. And when we are in the thing, the challenge, the circumstance, the discomfort, the obstacle, we are experiencing in real time all of the things that typically come with that, meaning whatever thoughts we're having, whatever feelings or emotions we're having about it, and our responses or reactions to that. And there is this beautiful thing that gets to happen when we learn the power of surrendering. But the key is we have to recognize it while we're in those difficult moments. And that is typically where the challenge comes into play. And so I've been having some conversations with some clients recently, and the coach had to lead herself. Okay. Literally had to lead myself through surrendering in the midst of some unexpected challenges, unexpected obstacles that were really frustrating. If I keep it real with y'all, like when it initially happened, I was like, WTF, like what the heck is going on here? Like, don't nobody got time for that. You know, my human showed up was ready to react. My human was frustrated. My human was really just not understanding why, right? And so when we're having these experiences and we're standing in it, we are experiencing a challenge, we're experiencing the discomfort, we're experiencing the obstacle or what have you. And the human part of ourselves wants to try to make sense of it. And that's typically where the why questions come in. Like, why is this happening? And what I have found on my journey and in the work that I do with my coaching clients is that when we find ourselves cyclically through why thoughts in our mind, it keeps us stuck and trapped. And it turns into this vicious cycle, this vicious pattern that keeps us stuck in the thing. And the solutions never are obvious to us until we are no longer in the fog. Okay. And so surrendering has been this beautiful practice for me that I love to guide my clients through in learning how to surrender to whatever is happening, but also surrendering to the power of God. I believe that sometimes there are things that show up in life that we have to surrender to the Creator. The Creator knows all things. God is omnipresent, always around, always present, knows everything. And sometimes we have situations that show up in our lives that make absolutely no sense at all, that could even be frustrating, difficult, that could create a lot of inner turmoil if you let it. And those are opportunities to let go and let God, to really allow yourself to trust that God has your back, to really lean into your faith and to allow the greater good of what's meant to be in that circumstance to show up for you. And so what I have found is I hear so many people, you guys, say feelings aren't facts. Feelings aren't facts. I get so annoyed, y'all. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me when I hear people say that. I understand why they're saying it, right? They're trying to say that, you know, if you are in your feelings or you're having certain types of emotions and you react or what have you, you know, you have made your feelings facts. But I like to take it even further than that. It's not about feelings not being facts. In fact, I almost like to dispute that and say your feelings are valid. What you're feeling as a human being, your emotions, they're valid. What I like to challenge my clients to look at is what are the thoughts you're having behind the feelings and the emotions? Because that's actually what's driving you the most. It's the story you're telling yourself behind the emotions you're feeling. It's the thoughts you're having behind the feelings you're having that are causing you to stay swimming in this experience. And when we allow that cycle to happen, where you're having thoughts that are defeating, you're having thoughts of fear, you're having thoughts of worry and doubt, and it keeps feeding the feeling of frustration, and it keeps feeding the feeling of fear, and it keeps feeding the feeling of, what do I do? I don't know what to do. Why is this happening? What tends to happen after that is you want to have control. And that's what we do as humans. We want to control the outcome to feel safe. We want to control the outcome to go in the way that we think it should go because we want to not feel the discomfort, or we've attached a story to this experience. And so the art of surrender in this moment is huge, game changer. Because in the moment where you want to control, in the moment where you want to fight, in the moment where you want to make this outcome be a certain way, it must be this way so you can feel safe, or so you could feel good enough, or so you could validate yourself, or you could feel worthy, whatever the thing is for you, when you can let go, let God surrender, miracles get to come through. This is when the magic happens. Now, it's not easy, y'all, okay? In fact, I just had to, in the last 24 hours, practice this. I had an unexpected incident happen that was very inconvenient, very disturbing, and I was initially extremely frustrated. So frustrated, you guys, to the point where I noticed that I was getting very anxious, and I was starting to notice that I was getting into a little bit of a panic. And when I slowed myself down and I started to notice the thoughts I was having, I realized that if I acted on those thoughts and I allowed those feelings I was having to fuel my behavior, I was actually going to create more of what I did not want, which is no bueno. We don't want that. And so this is where I really had to lean into surrender and say, you know what? God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. What is the very best thing I can do in this moment for myself, for my well-being, and for this situation? And what came up for me was surrender. Let it go. Let go, let God. And trust that all things are working together for your good, for my good. This is a belief. If any of you are connected to me on any of my platforms, on Facebook or Instagram or things like that, you've probably seen in my writing that I write about that a lot. Everything is always working out for me. I got that from the scripture, all things work together for the good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I believe it's Romans 8:28. I'm no theologian, by the way, y'all. I know some scriptures, and you know, I just want to put that disclaimer out there, because you know, when folks quote a little bit of scriptures and then I'm not one of those, okay? But I know that scripture, you guys, because I first read that scripture and really understood what it meant when I was a single mom who was struggling, heartbroken, and lost. And I remember when I read that scripture for the very first time, you guys, this was years ago. My son is 19 now and in college. So we're talking about he was a toddler at this time. And I remember when I read it, I just felt peace on the inside. And I felt this inner knowing, like, what if this does work out for me? What if this works out for me? What if? And it was that scripture that led to me having this belief that all things are always working out for me. Even though I'm having this experience right now, it is going to work out for my good, my highest good at that. And so because I have this belief, it has empowered me during some of the most uncomfortable, difficult, challenging times on my journey to practice the art of surrender and to really let go and let God and trust that God has my back. To trust that whatever is happening right now is happening for a reason and that there's either a lesson in it for me or there's a victory and a win in it for me. But either way, there are no losses. I cannot lose. I'm either winning and celebrating a victory or I'm learning a lesson. And I get to apply that lesson learned later on into the future. And I often say there are no such thing as wasted experiences when we take the lesson learned and apply the lesson learned to our life. And so in this circumstance that I was navigating in these last 24 hours and really leaning into the art of surrender and really leaning into letting go and letting God and releasing control, relinquishing my need to control the outcome, it felt like a wave of calm and peace came over me. I went from being frustrated, anxious, to a panic, to being at peace, calm, and in a state of trust. Now, if this is not a practice for you, you may be hearing this and you're like, girl, that sounds all good and dandy, but I can't do that. I get it because I've been there. Trust me, I get it. But what I want to invite you into is to just try it on. Just try it on. Because when we are in a state of frenzy and chaos and confusion and worry and doubt, nothing's going to get resolved anyway from that space. Whatever behavior you take from that space is probably not going to be in alignment with what it is you truly desire. And if I'm assuming and guessing correctly about you, what you desire is an outcome that goes in your favor. You desire an outcome that is going to lead you closer and closer to what it is you truly desire. You desire an outcome that is for your good. And sometimes in life, when we are experiencing difficulties and challenges and obstacles in our circumstances, the best thing we can do is to let it go and surrender and trust that everything is working out for us, that God has our back, and really just to pave way for a miracle to come through. You know, it's been the times where I have relinquished control and I stopped being a little control freak and I stopped trying to figure it out and I stopped trying to make it happen that everything actually started to work. It seems like a complete contradiction sometimes when you think about it, even hearing myself say it, you know, I'm thinking about times where if I would have heard this information years ago, I'm like, that don't work. You can't do that. But it's true and it's working and it does work and it can work for you. It takes practice. And what it really is an opportunity to deepen your relationship with the Creator, with God, to deepen your relationship with yourself and to develop a new relationship to life. You know, when we're having hardships and challenges and things unexpectedly show up in our world and it causes discomfort, it's really a call for our rise. Are you going to surrender to your growth? Are you going to surrender to your evolution? Are you going to surrender to your level up? Are you going to surrender to your transformation? Surrendering is a beautiful gift. that opens up that door for us, where we get to say, you know what, I'm stepping into this next version of myself. I'm stepping into a higher level of emotional intelligence. I'm stepping into a higher mindset. I'm stepping into a higher way of thinking. I'm going to trust that I have done all that I can do. And it reminds me of that song from, I think it's Donnie McClurkin, when he said, after you've done all that you can do, just stand. After you've done all that you can do, be still. Trust. Surrender. Let go. Just in hearing that, don't you feel the peace and the calm? Just hearing that, just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I hope that this inspires you to start practicing the art of surrender for yourself, and knowing that at any moment, at any time, you get to shift into surrender. Shifting into a state that serves you best. You operate at your best when you're in a place of peace and calm. When you are frustrated and you're in a state of fear and you are confused and there's chaos going on, typically when we react from that space, the outcome is not ideal. But when you can surrender and let go and allow the peace and calm to come over you, and you respond to your circumstances from that space, you're probably going to blow your own mind what gets to happen. It's quite incredible what we get to experience on the other side of that. And it just feels better, y'all. You know, life is too short to be stressed out, overwhelmed, frustrated. We don't have to sign up for that. You don't have to sign up for that. So try this on. See how it feels. Practice it a little bit. You know, it's interesting because as I was reminding myself, even last night, that I really get to lean into surrendering, my husband, whom I call the mister on these internet streets, he did all the laundry, he folded it up, he put it away. I didn't even have to ask him. As I was in my own moment of releasing and letting go, a solution was showing up for me in the form of my husband doing something for us, for our home, that I didn't even have to ask him to. Something as simple as that. Was it the laundry that I was frustrated about? No, it was actually something in my business that I was frustrated about. But is it a coincidence that in the very moment I decided to surrender and let go, that I go out into the living room and I see that he had been folding laundry and putting it away and did all the laundry? I don't think so. You may think so, but I don't. And so it gets to be a beautiful experience, but you've got to allow it. And that is the beauty of the art of surrender, is the allowance. Allowing yourself to receive something that you wasn't expecting and experiencing an outcome that you couldn't even have thought up of yourself. If I keep it all the way real with y'all, I'm in that space right now as you hear my voice. I've already surrendered. I've already let go. And now I'm just in a space of allowance, positive expectation, deep trust in knowing that what I desire exists for me. God's got my back. And there's a breakthrough on the other side of this experience. If you are a high achieving entrepreneurial woman, or you're in a leadership role and you are really desiring to unlock your own personal power so that you can create the life, the love, or the legacy of your dreams in a fulfilling way, I'd love to connect with you for a power activator call. I will put a link down below where you can book your call and connect with me so that I could hear more about your big, big vision, what it is that you're desiring, and to support you in getting more clarity and more confidence so that you are being the woman who's in her power, creating what she desires from the most aligned space. I will chat with you all soon. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.